Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
We have Auntie Ray on the line here over the old Zoom. How you doing, Auntie Ray?
I'm good. I was going to ask, can anyone see me? Because my hair is so frizzy.
No one can see you. No one can see you.
It's a radio show, right?
Yeah. Radio famously does not have video.
Kilda, how are you going?
Yeah, pretty chill. Dunedin was pretty rainy. Now it's looking like it's settled a bit. How is it going up in Tamaki?
Today is a beautiful day. It's been really bad rain recently. I'm no weather reporter, so don't ask me to expand on that, but today's not.
Nice. Let's just jump straight into it. Got a new single called Stop Calling Me. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, I want to talk about your name, Auntie Ray. It came about during COVID when Prime Minister Ardern was called Auntie, and you've said in a former interview that an auntie figure to you is someone who can be a bit broken but remains quite strong and can be a comfort to others. Is there anyone you can think of in contemporary New Zealand politics who fits this auntie role?
I mean, I don't know if it's controversial to say, but I would probably generally say anyone in the Green Party.
Not Judith Collins?
Not Judith Collins. I wouldn't look up to her normally or anyone like her. But I'm going to stick with my answer. Madame Davison.
Mm-hmm.
Look. I hope I don't have any unfollows after that answer.
I'm sure you won't. Now, this new single you've got, Stop Calling Me, is dedicated to a... just shitty people on dating apps, it seems. Is it dedicated to any specific incident you had on a dating app with someone?
It's funny because you're the first person to actually ask me and reference the Tinder thing. it is referencing somebody. There's like some lyrics that are about other people as well, but I just had this weird experience where I was like dating, so it was like my first Tinder date that I ever had.
Oi.
And we were like dating for like a week, and then I don't know if I can say it. I won't go into details, but he turned out to be just like quite a creep, and I didn't realize it. I was so like in the world of like, oh my gosh, I'm dating now, it's so fun, and I just didn't realize that he was actually like huffing glue on K Road and like like just being a freaking menace everywhere.
Some roasted
and
then
he just like, I called it off, and then he just kept, he was just one of those people that couldn't take a hint, and it was kind of harmless, the messages he was sending me, but he just kept like messaging me on Valentine's days, and like a year would go by, and then he'd message me again being like, hey, how are you, let's catch up, I miss you, and all this weird stuff, even though like started seeing somebody. So I just wrote a fun pop song about
your weird experience.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's not like uncommon, but I hadn't been dating before, so it was very strange for me.
Well, now that you've got some experience under your belt, do you have a preferred dating app?
No, because I am taken.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. So not a weirdo who doesn't huff glue on K Road, so no, I'm gonna just say no.
Fair enough. That is all good. This is a curious thing I noticed in the music video. You're wearing kind of grills. I'm very jealous because I've always kind of wanted little grill kind of tooth jewelry pieces. They look incredible. Where did you get those from?
Oh my gosh. Oh, his name's Goldtooth Louie, and he's a jeweler. Yeah. But he specializes in creating grills. My boyfriend wears grills, and so as someone who's easily influenced by people that they love, I really wanted to get kept on for a gig that I played last year, and I just found this guy on Instagram, and he was awesome. He comes to your house, like, takes a mold of your teeth, and then goes home and creates whatever you've asked for, and then brings it back like a week later.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I have to get in contact with this man.
Highly recommend getting one done.
I for sure will look into that, eh? Once I have the budget. Now, much of the music video takes place in a forest. What forest is this? Does it have any special connection to you, your history?
It's Riverhead Forest, which is quite a big forest in Auckland. I guess you would say that's West Auckland. Is that West Auckland? I grew up in West Auckland, so Riverhead was quite close to where I grew up. But it's like well known for like horse tracks and mountain biking and BMXing. So I just, being the director, our idea for the video was that we wanted, because the song's called Stop Calling Me, and I wanted to give the vibe that I was in like no cell reception area, just being
off the grid,
pretty and having fun.
Yeah.
Off the grid, exactly. And so we went to Riverhead Forest because there's heaps of nice little pockets of different looking locations within like a 5-minute walk. So we turned up on the first day and just found a spot straight away from like 2 minutes from the car park, and then set up. What we didn't realize was at 5 p.m., I swear like 500 mountain bikers started coming through, and we had actually set up across one of the tracks. So there were, we had like this big blue screen you'll see in the video. It's kind of like cutting off one of the tracks, and people would be coming down behind it, and then people were really polite. No one, I thought people would have a go at us, but nobody had a go at us.
I think if someone
they would
sees,
just slightly turn around.
Yeah, I think as soon as people see cameras and like a film crew, they're like, oh, okay, oh no, we're gonna, you know, they kind of recede a bit and become really polite. That's crack up there. That's crack up. This is the lead single off a new EP, which you're releasing sometime this year. And I saw in the press kit for this song that some of the production on the EP is done by yours truly. Did you do any of the production on Stop Calling Me?
The most I did was play keys, and that turned into a synth, and that turned into a guitar. So not really. I guess more direction, musical direction, rather than being on the tools, which is what producing used to be back in the day. But yeah, on the other songs in on my EP, I've got like a couple songs that I want to release that will be the first songs that people hear that I have fully produced myself.
Awesome.
Which is scary.
Yeah, scary, yeah. But also like quite liberating and quite freeing, and you know, a new, entirely new experience, novel experience. It's very awesome. Now, speaking of this EP, have we got a release date and a name for the EP? Or are we still working on that?
Definitely still working on a release date. But the name, the working title at the moment is Don't Know What I Look Like, and the idea of the EP is that it spans quite a few genres, and I really like that a lot of music these days, music projects are spanning, like they're not sticking to one lane. So I really want to go down that route with this EP so people can see everything that I can do as a songwriter and producer. So the name Don't Know What I Look Like is kind of like an ode to that none of us know what we look like as well as other people do. If you know what I mean, like, you know, your mum knows what you look like better than you know what you look like, because we have a different perspective.
For sure.
So it's the same with the music, I feel like. I don't really know exactly how people are ingesting Stop Calling Me, but I know what I think it sounds like, but it's still coming from me, so...
I mean, that's like the classic thing of being... It's, you can't perceive yourself from the third person, you're always going to have a first person perspective of yourself, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. This is a bit of a throwback story. I read in an interview that you failed a piano diploma recital by 2 points by not bowing. This was definitely a few years ago. Was that an intentional choice or was that an accident, not bowing?
Oh, that was... Oh no, past trauma.
Oh, so...
No. No, it was... I'm not blaming anybody for this, but my private tutor, she didn't tell her students to curtsy at the end of their recital, and so I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
And even so, like, that's okay, whatever, but why did I lose 2 points for that? Like, come on.
Yeah, bowing shouldn't be part of it. Doesn't really there's no impact on your musical ability by bowing. That's stupid.
I mean, exactly. It was a recital in front of one jet lagged man from the UK who I could see picking his nose in the reflection of the piano, wasn't even watching me. And then I left feeling like, oh my gosh, that was the best performance I've ever done. And then 3 months later, my teacher called me and was like, yeah, I've got bad news. And yeah, and I that was my first year paying for all my tuition myself and for the exam itself, which is quite expensive. So I gave up on classical piano after that and I started writing pop songs.
Yes, well, that's the reason I bring up the story is because it seems quite pivotal in your artistic trajectory and it seems like a really important moment and it seems like a real key challenge that you faced. Since you've emerged as Auntie Ray, have you had any similar moments where you encounter a really severe kind of roadblock creatively and question yourself quite a lot?
Yes. All the time. I went and studied music at uni and I feel like that's just part of the game is rejection. Mm-hmm. And being let down, not just by others but by yourself. And you get really, when you go and study something so creative and personal for no offense to say this, but older white men to tell you that it's not quite good enough, or oh, you didn't pass, you didn't get an A because of this one weird word that you put in, or you know, it's just, it gets really personal and you have to, you know, build a hard shell. And I think that was, I picked that up quite easily because of my experiences through classical piano, because I'm sure you can imagine the classical world is probably way worse. Whereas contemporary music, at least there's a bit more freedom. But it's such a weird concept to go and study that at uni for people to tell you to how to do it right and how you're doing it wrong or whatever. So yeah, it's been a good journey and I feel like I'm pretty good at dealing with those criticisms. Although I don't really get a lot of people giving me real honest criticisms apart from maybe my partner and that's it. So it would, oh, and my mum. Don't forget my mum. My mum's always way too honest.
Crack up.
Yeah.
Well, as someone who has recently discovered your music, I definitely think, you know, keep going. It's absolutely great and excited to hear this EP whenever it drops.
Thank you. I'm so excited too.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning. I hope you have a fantastic day.
You too. Thank you so much for having me. Much love to Radio 1.
Much aroha. Thank you very much. Alrighty, that was Auntie Ray talking about their latest single, Stop Calling Me, which you can find on Spotify. We're going to demo it here. In an interview I read with Auntie Ray, she paired 3 different tracks with some of her music. So after Stop Calling Me, we've got Ngāne Ko with Facade, Polly Hill with Sweepstake featuring Church, and Amugi, sorry, my voice is acting weird. Amugi with Green Smoke, my goodness. Quick reminder, if you'd like to enter the draw to win Pretty Dumb's Dumb Show on cassette, all you gotta do is text into 0212 Radio 1 and let me know what was a good show that you've been to or that you've been watching lately. Here is Auntie Ray with Stop Calling Me. You're listening to Radio 1, Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi, 1017. Speak to you soon. Bye, I love you.
Our content lives online at r1.co.nz.